So we continue today in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 3, Mishnah 3. Rabbi Shimon says, Shlosha she'achla shulchan echad, when three people eat together at one table, v'lo amra lav divrei Torah, and they did not share any words of Torah over the course of their meal, kilu achlu mezivchei mesim, it is as if they have eaten. Now, zivchei mesim literally means now, the translation often is sacrifices to dead idols. But the truth is, it could also mean kilu achlu mezivchei mesim is they ate of the corpses of the dead. Shene emar ki kol shulchanos malu kia tzor abalim makom, aval shlosha she'achla shulchan echad, v'ra amur alav divrei Torah. But when three people eat together and they say Torah together, they share words of Torah, kilo achlo mishulchanu shel makom baruch hu. It is as if they have eaten from the table of the Ribono shel Olam himself. Shene'emar, vayidabra elai zeh shulchan asher lefnei Hashem. This is the table that is before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a dramatic Mishnah. So the Rabbeinu Yonah explains on a very simple level. He says, what is the Mishnah coming to teach us? So he says, three people represent the Chabura, represent a group. We know this, for example, the Rabbeinu Yonah explains that with three people, we bench with a mezumin. Three represents a substantive group. When a group assembles, there's a heightened expectation of how they're going to spend their time. There's a heightened expectation that one is going to inspire the other. So if three people go ahead and get together, they sit down and they eat a meal, and there are no words of Torah between them, so ultimately, again, it might as well be consumption of corpses. There's no life. There's no vitality to that group. Torah, Itz Chaim Hi L'Machazikim Bar, Torah is a tree of life to those who cling to it. So if a group of Yidden, a group of Jews, sit down and eat together and they don't share words of Torah, there's no life there. Kilo achlu mezivchei mesim, as if they're consuming from corpses of the dead or offerings to the dead. Conversely, three people, a chabura, substantive unit, go ahead and sit down to eat a meal together, and they go out and they share words of Torah. So then it is as if they are dining at the very table of the Ribono Shel Olam himself. There are expectations that exist of the individual, but there are also expectations that exist of the group. And especially when there's a group, there's a hope, there's an expectation, not just the hope, that they'll inspire one another. And if they do, incredible. But if they don't, then ultimately the culpability is heightened. But if they do inspire one another, then it's as if they're dining mamish with the Ribono Shel Olam himself. Incredible. We now come to Mishnah Dalet. Rabbi Chanina ben Chachi Noyomer. Rabbi Chanina ben Chachi Noy says, Haner balayla, if a person is awake at night, v'hamahalich b'derech yechidi, or one is walking alone on the road, v'hamefanat libo lebatala, and but turns his heart to idleness. Such a person is liable for his own life, is liable for his soul. So an interesting idea. So what's the pshat up here? So first of all, in general, one could make the argument that in general, idleness is a terrible thing. We've spoken about this actually many times throughout Pirkei Avos, how just being idle itself opens the door and creates the vacuum in which negative and sinful behavior could occur. But what is Rabbi Chanina ben Chachi Noy saying? And Rabbeinu Yonah explains something so beautiful. He says that there are times in life where we are preoccupied, right? Our mind is otherwise occupied with different thoughts, with different obligations, with different calculations, with different just cheshbonos. And so sometimes a person doesn't think about Torah, doesn't think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because again, I'm preoccupied. But there are times when a person is not preoccupied. What are times like that? A person is awake in the middle of the night. So I'm awake at night, it's quiet, there's no one else around. I'm walking by myself on the road, there's no one else around. So the Rabbeinu Yonah explains something really beautiful, which is that those times when no one else is around, those are dafka the times that are ripe for connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's such a beautiful idea, because the truth is, especially in our day and age, we're always preoccupied and we're always distracted. But you know, sometimes you have that moment where you're just alone by yourself, whether it's late at night and everything is quiet, or whether you wake up early in the morning and everything is quiet, or ultimately you're walking by yourself and mamish, you're all alone. How do you use those moments of aloneness? Not loneliness, but aloneness. And those moments of aloneness are most ripe for connection with the Ribono Shel Olam. You see, the fact that I'm distracted and I don't think about God, so to a certain degree, there's an excuse for that. I'm distracted. But when I'm not distracted, when nothing else and no one else is around, those are dafka, the times that are ripest for spiritual connection. And failure to use those moments to connect with the Ribbono Shel Olam ultimately results in a level of culpability. All right, we'll stop over here for today. Shkayach Harvan, wishing everyone a wonderful day.